Hey, it's Rob Lowe the Star, and you tapped in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Hey,
shut up, Brian.
Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Hey, don't you know it's Hustle and Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they don't. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance, but slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand. Don't be driving fast and crazy while you in your commute. Your baby daddy always trip, you won't give him the boot. Your baby mama think you're lying, you ain't telling the truth. And your kids woke up late, you gotta take them to school. It's cold, play this on your job while you're heading to work. With the morning gossip, you can get out of dirt. Motivation in a minute, we got all type of perks. Yeah, yeah, I know this sliding, throw this hit in reverse. Like, Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance, but slow it down, baby, put that wheel in.
Come on, good morning, get up. Good morning, get up. Good morning, good morning, good morning, wake up. Oh, another day that the Lord has made, another day for you to live in your purpose. Oh, another day to hustle and shine. Brian B. Shining reporting live from the Brown and Crouppen Studios.
And your favorite cousin, Deanna Hustle, 559 on your time. It's a high of 90, but currently right now, it doesn't feel like it. It's 70, rainy, and a flash flood warning is in effect in KC Mo.
Heidi! What's up, man?
What's up, man? How you feeling on this this National Avocado Day?
I know somebody who I know and love who loves that, but... Yeah, not my type of deal. Yeah, if I want to eat some mud, I'm going to just go outside and eat some mud. I'm feeling good. It's Forget About It Friday on Hustle and Shine in the morning. Of course, we got TMG, and we got your Motivational Minute, but I know you got the tea this morning.
Yeah, we got a couple things we'll talk about, including Clarissa Shields, and she popped off during a recent interview about dating someone's husband. And then Wiz Khalifa, he chimes in on the smokers that are also in the gym.
How about that?
Yeah, how about that?
Hey, yo, man, we are hustling and shining, beginning in your weekend the good way, the Lord's way, right here on Kansas City's number one for hip-hop, R&B, and throwbacks.
Hot 103 Jam.
Motivation. Haters better get on your job. Tell them, haters get on your job. Motivation. Sucker can't make me suffer. Just make me stronger and make me tougher.
There's no need to let the problems get you down. Let them get you going. Draw energy from the positive possibilities that ride along with the problems. Find inspiration in your capacity to make a difference. It may not be pretty, it may not be easy, yet there's a way forward, a path beyond the problems. Decide that each problem will enable you to grow stronger. Proceed in a way that makes it happen. Problems are excellent at focusing your attention. Choose to let that work in your favor and benefit from the power of your focus. Even when you don't want problems or seek them, they have a way of arriving. Take the cue and do the work so that when they depart, you're a whole lot better off. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Motivational Minute, only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, Hot 103 Jams.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
6:25 on your time, high of 90. Currently it is 71, mostly cloudy skies, and a flash flood warning in Overland Park. Wiz Khalifa says he is embracing his new passion. He's even joined the running club. He said a lot of people have welcomed him with open arms, but it's this one area that they're not too fond of.
But I've been seeing a little snobbery too, you know what I'm saying? Snobbery comes from the fact that I smoke and run. Excuse me. So, I'm gonna need all my smokers who smoke and run to stand up right now. Post your numbers and let these non-smoking runners know that the smoking runners are as healthy.
That was great advertising right there, huh?
The coffee was crazy, yeah. Right.
Okay, well, to each his own.
I was just about to say that. To each his own.
Two things can be true.
Nah, I ain't gonna agree. I ain't gonna say that.
Things can be true.
I'll let you say that. I ain't saying that. I'm not the healthiest with the things I have going on, like as far as what I eat. So it's like I'm gonna stay in my lane, but I know what's for me and what's not for me and my body.
Is weed for you or not for you?
Absolutely, is not for me.
Oh, okay. I don't get how. To clarify.
I don't get how people operate with it. I mean, because I've seen, I've been around it, I know people. I have friends that, you know, they've dialed back because we're older now. But it's like, they be walking around like zombies.
Stay off the weed.
There's nothing you can tell me to convince me that's inhaling anything. Even hookah is a positive thing for your body.
Oh, yeah.
No, that's the thing. When it comes to tobacco, like any of that, it's smoke. That's the part that I just... You can't tell me that's healthy for you, but you could do what you want to do. I ain't finna look at you crazy.
That big dummy.
Yes, she is. She gonna say that in her head.
Hey, now you figure that out sooner or later.
You are so dumb.
Switching
you
over
are really dumb.
To Candy Burris, she drops like a trailer for, I believe, her podcast episode. She's gonna speak on it.
I'm just gonna be straight up. I do not
want to seem so beautiful, but don't nobody give a about it. As she's walking by me, she says, and yes, you've seen me multiple times, and I pay you dust.
Oh, it's that dust. Ooh. I don't know when that episode is dropping, like if it's a certain time. I know it's today. I don't know if it's going to be dropping at maybe 5 p.m., midnight. Mm-hmm. It's already out. I will be taking a look at it because we know that we reported on Candy beefing with Tamar. What is this?
I swear this song don't require this.
I'm so like, it's, what is this?
Man, it's a part of the trailer.
That is crazy.
It is.
Does not.
Yeah. Come on.
Hips and body, body,
body.
What's good, y'all? It's the Sovereign Man himself, the Royal Chief. I'm up hustling and shining on Hot 103. Jam.
Your voice is your vote. Take your power to the polls on August 4th this week. Caring about our community and pouring into Kansas City is Hot 103 Jams. It is, D. I-70 will be closed over the weekend near downtown KC Mo for bridge work. Oh boy, yeah. Hold your attitudes. Make sure that you plan accordingly because it's gonna be some traffic.
Are you 70?
Fuck!
Like in your everyday or weekly drives, like because I
more so on the weekend.
Because if I'm going back home, of course, that's the way I get to the crib. But yeah. But I know it's just going to cause more chaos on other highways because of the detours and redirection. So
yeah, MoDOT will close it from today. I'm not sure if it's this morning.
They just said today.
Through Monday, the 3rd. I-70 will close eastbound and westbound between 23rd Street and U.S. Route 40 at the 31st Street interchange. That's the interchange that I like to use a lot of times, especially on the weekend. So along the corridor crews, they'll have bridge work and they'll install girders at the Cleveland Avenue Bridge. So just make sure that that y'all prepare for this. This work is part of the Improve I-70 KC project. Yeah. Started spring last year, set to wrap up December of
28. Not December 28th, December 2028.
Oh,
buckle up.
Early next
You're
year.
You're in the hood now, baby. They got to do what they got to do, though.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's it'll make things better in the long run. But for the next 11 months, though, y'all know I-70, they'll close Prospect between Vanbrugh Boulevard and 2027. And that's supposed to last a year. This is good practice for that, D.
Yeah, so we'll see how that goes. So have a little extra patience when you're on the roads, too. Throwing that
hey,
out
yo,
there.
Yo, what up? It's your boy, Jay White, did it. And guess what, man? I wake up to Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
Hot 103 Jams is making your weekend hotter. Win free tickets to the Heart of America Hot Dog Festival featuring Zap, Confunction, Christopher Williams, Climax, and more. Listen all weekend for the Hot Dog Fest keyword for your chance to win a free pair of tickets. Plus, all ticket winners, you qualify for a chance to win VIP tickets.
All right.
It's the Heart of America Hot Dog Fest winning weekend right here on Hot 103 Jams. I'm still trying to look for this. What's my name? Let me see. I think it's 2013.
What you got going on?
I'm trying to make sure that I like to be very accurate with the years that I say that the song at 2010. Damn. I was really wrong on that. My bad.
Normally,
y'all.
You always be right. So, I mean, it's like the first.
My bad, y'all.
First
my
wrong
bad.
Date in what? Like 3 years? Ah! Good.
Yeah, something like that.
No big deal.
I know this weekend we got the Hot Dog Fest winning weekend, but yep. I know, you know, are you going to be hooping this weekend or something?
I'm wicked hooping. You know, yesterday, actually, it's crazy you asked that. Yesterday, I had a chance to sit down with Kansas City's very own Tamar Bates. And we've had him on the show, of course, when he talked about the Winner's Circle weekend. And he was on my podcast, The Off-Air Hustle. Make sure you check that out. And the episode will probably come out in the next 2 weeks. But we did a shoot around for part of the interview. And we played, instead of playing horse, we played hustle.
God.
Yeah.
Of course we did. Of course we did.
And all I'm going to say is, Tamar said, and I'm going to make sure I post the clip. He said, oh, yo, mid-range. Like, oh, she nice.
Oh, girl.
That's all I needed. I'm good. I'm
yeah,
finna,
baby.
You know how much trash talk I'm finna, like, incorporate? Now I'm back at the court. And shout out to Hy-Vee for opening up their arena, too, for allowing us to pull up.
Trying to go to the WNBA.
Okay. How we like that?
Y'all need somebody to come off the bench. All I need is about, give me 5 minutes in game, and I'll be out of there.
Who that in the back?
That's it.
I believe you could do it.
If y'all need a good mid-range shot, you need something to put you, I got you.
Hit my Deanna Hustle jersey for
hit
the
me, hit me on the elbow.
The Chicago Sky.
Hit me on the elbow and I got you.
You and Angel Reese playing? You gonna be throwing dimes to her?
You know she with the Atlanta Dream now.
Oh, okay, yep, okay. Yep, my yep, bad.
Yep. Okay, we like that.
It's okay. Everybody ain't keeping up with the W.
No.
Don't make the mistake
just
twice.
Just don't play with Caitlin Clark. That's all.
Oh, she's cold. We'd love to have her as a teammate. Shout out to both of them. Shout out to everybody in the W.
Yo, this would be the one them called Tech Nine. And when I'm at home, I'm up hustling and shining in the morning, baby, on Hot 103 Jams.
Love to all the cousins that's tapping the Hot 103 Jams app. Download that to your smartphone. Just go to the App Store and search Hot 103 Jams. All the cousins that's tapping in the stream, love and appreciate you for tapping in on the Hot 103 Jams Facebook, Twitter, Twitch, and YouTube. And of course, all the cousins that's riding around and getting, boy, it was raining cats and dogs early this morning.
Something so, terrible.
Man, it was bad. So all the rain that y'all see, yeah, it was from this morning on I-70, whether you on 71, whether
please
you on
please don't group. Remind us of 70 right now.
My bad. Yeah.
We going through a lot.
It's closed. My bad. Oh, part of it's closed this weekend. Wherever you are in the city, however you tapping in, if you on the back streets, the highways, the byways, thank you so much for making Hustle and Shine in the morning a part of your daily morning routine, cousin. And we sincerely love and appreciate you for that because we realize you could have been anywhere else in the world.
But you decided to be here with us today, and we appreciate you and your time, cousin.
Shy, booyah, roll call.
It's time for that 7-Eleven roll call. Only on Hustle and Shine in the morning. Big love to our cousins hitting us up in the comments or that's always just texting us because we got Coachella Sims. Big love to you. We got a good morning, Hustle and Shine from Charlotte. Ford, wishing you a happy Friday.
Good morning.
Big love to Anthony. Have a blessed, a good and a blessed weekend. Big love to that.
Both of them.
Shout out to Zoe, Millie, and Gigi. Have a good day. Love Mimi. Carmen Nard, hey cousin, says good morning. Quentin Garrett, birthday weekend. We outside, huh?
Leo season.
Have a good time. Make sure you kick it. Good morning and have a safe, fun-filled weekend. Anastasia sent that over. I see Stacey Davis sent us some love. Said, it's raining, cousins, because it's the weekend, baby. Yeah, Myra would love to hear that.
Yep.
Be careful and enjoy. Rich Harris, what it do? Happy Friday back to you. And appreciate all the love that I've been getting from all my cousins. Sending some love to my mom on her surgery. So, yeah, she's in recovery now. Surgery went well. Called her yesterday. She was just a little bit groggy after the surgery.
Right.
You know how it is. She's like, all right. I said, go to sleep, girl. Go to sleep and just relax.
In the S, the T, to the A.
Yeah, so appreciate all the love that's been going around the town. We want to send some love to you, your family, especially if you have some family that's been in and out of the hospital. Just sending you a little extra love and energy. Yeah. And make sure you take care of yourself, cousin.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
7:25 on your time, high of 90. Currently it is 69 at the KU Med Center. Big Lotto says she don't want no unnecessary opinions, and when it comes to her kids, she do not play.
Don't take it too far when I give y'all an inch, you know. And that baby that y'all speaking of, I'm going to go to war about it. I hope you ready to fight, because we going to go to war about it. When I was pregnant, I was already setting the tone. I was like, listen, ain't no kissing my baby, ain't no touching my baby hands. Back up, don't be too close to her face.
Everyone knows their place.
Yeah, everybody know their place.
Yeah, everybody should respect that. Yep. Big, don't let Big Mama turn into Big Mama Bear. That's you don't want to mess with women and their babies. So everybody has to respect people's boundaries.
Mm-hmm. That's definitely real. I feel like it's a difference. When I look about like my mom and my dad, it was a difference. Like my dad had me at the barbershop. Like,
bro,
that's not like, I don't know if that's a guy thing. I get it.
Of course it is.
But like, bro, put me back.
Girl, what's going on?
Take me to my mama. It's germs in here. It's none but, you know, it's a lot going on. But I know it's that love.
Did your mama cuss him out?
Probably. Oh, yeah, absolutely. But it's that pride and that thing that's like, this my baby. I want y'all to see it. So it's a beauty in it. But at the same time, stop having everybody touch and see your kids when they first come out.
Girl, what's going on?
Let them marinate for a couple
of
weeks.
Let them marinate as
especially with looks too. Like, let them sit in it. You know how babies, like, I'm saying,
they don't look like themselves at first.
They do not.
Right.
You know, everybody's different, but yeah, give it a little time. During a recent interview, Clarissa Shields, boxer and the woman who's also dating Papoose, was asked how much longer is she willing to date someone else's husband?
Because that's not somebody's husband.
Okay.
Papoose filed for divorce. Y'all hate to say that word, but it's the word that's out there.
Okay.
He filed for divorce because he's serious about me. So okay. I'm not with somebody's husband.
Mm. That's that.
At the end of the day,
the day got in.
The day got in, and the paperwork have not been signed, sealed, and delivered. So on paper, dating somebody's husband. And the same thing is true for Remy Ma, if she is dating, which she says she's not. But hey, there's that.
R-D-I-V-O-R-C-E.
Uh-huh.
Becomes final today.
How's Richard that? Lawson.
Wanda, stand up. This is Tez Carter. I'm up hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams. And don't forget to slam that Z.
This morning, we have to highlight one of our young cousins who's doing it big outside of Kansas City, in Kansas City. She just won a Miss Junior at the Miss All-America pageant, man. She got a trip to Paris, and she's just doing big things. We want to introduce her on the show. Miss Aspen Ray, or Miss Aspen Dean, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. How about you?
We're excited to have you. I'm happy to have you. We have a 13-year-old star that's in the building. Been talking to her and her mom just about the pageant. Could you tell everybody how you even got involved in Miss All American?
Well, my pageant coach, she recommended me, but whenever I started pageants, it just came from an envelope in the mail that said, you're recommended to try a pageant. And so I tried it, but I didn't know anything that I was doing. Yeah. I had an Amazon dress, but now everybody has like Sherry Hill dresses. Like now I know what I'm doing.
I know, that's right.
But at first it was Amazon dresses and I had a pageant coach for 1 week. But my first pageant, I ended up getting first runner up, which I was really proud of myself.
Yeah, that's major.
And then I instantly fell in love with it. I got to public speak in front of a lot of people. And I didn't expect myself to be okay with that because I used to be really shy. But now I'm good and I ended up winning this national title and it's just been up from there.
Congratulations to you.
And it's stuck. Look at that. Oh, look at that. Okay, okay. Aspen Dean, now what school are you representing?
Summit Lakes Middle School.
Okay, okay. How in what ways did your teachers or did your parents prepare you for this pageant?
I got a pageant coach. She is the absolute best. I've been working with her ever since I started. Whenever I got first runner-up from my first pageant that I ever did, she recruited me, and she was like, you're going to be great one day, so I want to pageant coach you.
I love that.
And so once I started that, it was up from there, and she literally is amazing. And now she pageant coached me to get a national title, so I'm really grateful for her.
Yo, we got one of our shining stars in the building, one of our young cousins, Aspen Dean, recently won the Miss All-American Miss Junior pageant, man, and she's up in the building, up hustling and shining. If I can get this microphone button to work. Aspen, what's on your playlist?
Bruno Mars.
Okay, we love Bruno. Did you have any, like, a walk-up song or a specific song throughout the pageant that you enjoyed?
Well, there was a lot of songs whenever I was competing, but my favorite song was whenever we were doing the onstage question, and it was the Don't Stop Till You Get Enough, because I really liked the Michael movie. It was amazing.
Yeah.
The one we just played?
Yes. Like,
that was your walk-up song?
That's crazy. My walk-up song.
That's crazy. I know, D, you was talking about Addie for Cares for Rares in a previous break.
Yeah, and I found out that is your platform, Addie Cares for Rares. Aspen, can you tell our cousins out there what that is?
So it started with me being diagnosed with a rare autoimmune disease about 3 years ago, and it affects my skin and muscles, and it's called juvenile dermatomyositis. And so basically, I had to go to the doctor pretty much every month. And I was getting infusion therapy, which was something I had to be in the doctor's office for about 8 hours. So it was really long. But they were pouring into me and helping me, so I had to find out a way to give back to my community. So I created the first ever annual in Kansas City Cure JDM Walk, and it was very successful. And my team, we raised over $220,000 worth of funds towards research to hopefully find a cure in the next couple of years.
So what's your mission and purpose with Addy Cares for Rares? What is the end goal for you?
Just to remind everybody to be confident, because it was really hard to be confident whenever I had to take all these steroids. My face got really puffy and I wasn't as confident. I was also in pageantry, so it was really hard to be confident and make sure that I could keep myself up to par whenever I was competing. So just to remind people to be confident and be you, and doesn't matter who's watching, be yourself and be kind all the time.
I love that. Now, amen. You shared it off air. Tell the folks out there, what is one of those big dreams for you in the future?
I want to be a lawyer, and I was recently accepted into the Youth Court Attorney Program. And so I've gotten to work with real cases, and it's been really fun getting to try something like this.
Yeah.
So I know this is a career path that I really want to try, and I want to see where it takes me. So if you guys want to watch my journey, follow me on Instagram at Aspen Milan, no spaces, A-S-P-E-N-M-A-L-A-N.
Yep.
Wow, I just met you and I'm proud of you.
It's like our little niece here.
Right. Like this is fantastic. Whatever your mother and your parents and your community is doing for you, they are pouring the right things into you. Aspen Dean, we appreciate you so much for coming on Hustle and Shine in the Morning and sharing your story. I know we're gonna have you on the show again for something bigger and better than what you're doing now, because it's in your future. We see it. Thank you. Have a good one.
Hi, I'm Mayor Quint Lucas. Tune in to All Things KC every Monday morning. I'm up hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jam.
You got to get in the booth.
Oh, yeah. It is that time.
Come on.
Jay White, turn me up.
I see y'all. See y'all.
Where all my Kansas City cousins at?
Where they at? Come on.
Speeding down them streets too fast. Yeah. We outside, so let's have a blast. Hustles and shines, where it's at?
You
where all my KC cousins at?
Where they at? Come on.
Speeding down them streets too fast. Yeah. We outside, so let's have a blast.
Yeah.
Hustle and shines, where it's at?
Come on,
play that.
Oh,
play that.
Whoa,
you better play that.
Oh,
play that.
Oh.
Play that.
Come on.
You better play that.
Ow.
Play that.
Ow, baby. Miami.
Oh, man. We are in the streets this weekend.
Busy.
Starting with D. She's got that T-Mobile remote today.
Yeah, pull up on me 31st and Prospect with it. I'll be at Metro by T-Mobile 5 to 7 p.m. You want some Neo and Akon tickets? Come on. Pull up on me. You can walk away with a pair of those. And I think we got a gift card and Jazz Bucks too.
Neo doing country western now. Look at that.
And he trying to get to the bag.
Tonight, you're going to be at Casablanca.
Yeah, so after I do my thing at Metro with my cousins, I'm going to be over at Casablanca. Shout out, I'll be over in the West Bottoms, 9 p.m. to like 2 in the morning.
Duh.
It's the Black Rodeo after party. Shout out to DJ 911. We'll be doing a mix. So it's going to be dope to team up and go crazy over there at Casablanca once again in the West Bottoms. Pull up tonight.
Fellas, get your pockets right. It's National Girlfriend Day tomorrow.
Yeah, don't be, don't get caught up. And if you're trying to get back right, pop up on her with some flowers. I'm just saying.
Plenty of back-to-school events. KCPS Fest going down tomorrow at East High School. They got on-site health services, immunizations, dental screenings, sports physicals, and, of course, the backpacks.
Love
Operation
that.
Backpack going down with Mayor Pro Tem Raina Park Shaw tomorrow too, D.
Love that. Then what else is going on? You got a cookout or something? What's happening?
Hey, shout out to my church, Trinity Temple. We got that anniversary cookout. Bishop Stevens, man, I'm in the building. No cussing. No, we probably ain't gonna play Spin That. We'll probably play Pray That. and then R&B Shining in the Sky.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's good. We gonna get sexy after that.
Y'all gonna do your big one?
Hey.
You know,
yeah, by 2018.
I might be able to swing it. You know, when I got a day off, I'd be like, ooh, it'd be so hard to get out of the house.
Yeah, Rooftop Vibes, R&B Shining in the Sky. But
yeah,
then
make sure y'all roll up.
Don't come up with no requests on Sunday.
I had somebody ask for a request. Hey.
Hey.
No, but for real, big love to Reed. We'll be at Monarch Woody 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. Yo, day party vibes. No requests where you trust your DJ. I'll be linking up with D-Shot. So it's going to be a vibe like it is every single time.
Be safe, have fun, but most of all, Kansas City, please. Don't be an idiot.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
825 is on your time. It is a high of 88. Currently, it is 72, mostly cloudy skies at the T-Mobile Center. Now, every year, former President Barack Obama drops a playlist of what he's been listening to year-round. So you might see some familiar songs, including some Marvin Gaye, Let's Get It On, is on there. Gotta have some Chaka Khan, that's on there as well.
Gotta have some Boss Man D-Lo.
You know, that's crazy. Boss Man D-Lo's on that list. Was it this song?
Yeah, it was Motion Party.
I'm looking through the full list of all the
things. It's a Motion Party, you cannot get in. Barack Obama singing that. It's a Motion Party, you cannot get in.
Yeah. Hey, this is a bop.
It is, bro. This is one of them unexpected, like, jams. Like, when I first heard this, I'm like, what is he doing? But this jams, though.
He got some good bops.
Like, and he's going to get so much pub all this. It's so many people that's tapped into President Obama. They're like, who's Boss Man D-Lo? Let me look him up real quick. But that's the benefit of these playlists that he puts out. You get exposed to so many people who didn't know you before.
Mm-hmm. And I'm looking at the list to see some other names, too. Of course, the Tribe World Quest. Oh, I love the award tour song. That's a classic.
Oh, award tour. They got that on there.
I love that record. Yeah.
You do?
Yeah, I love a Tribe Called Quest. I told you, they're my top three.
I think you're being boozy right now, but okay.
Nah. Just because I don't know the movies,
girl,
you know.
I never said nothing about a Tribe Called Quest, y'all.
I love the Tribe Called Quest. You got to...
What's another song besides the War Tour? I ain't going to do you like that.
Was it Electric? One of the Wayans brothers.
Yeah. Electric Relaxation.
Yeah, with a Far Side, too. Oh, yeah.
What you know about them?
I didn't know you knew about them.
Girl, stop.
Because, I mean...
I was watching them on Yo MTV Raps. You wouldn't even have thought of your daddy's head.
I wasn't, but I love the music. That's what I'm saying. You be thinking you know something. Okay, you don't know nothing.
Okay, we see you, D. Okay.
My cousins that tapped in on my social media, they know that. Ran to Atlanta's on the list, too. Shout out to former President Barack Obama.
Sexy Red on there?
I was looking for sexy. I didn't see
Michelle
sexy.
Obama listening.
That might be on Michelle's list.
No.
What is it? Get It Sexy? Get It Sexy might be on. If you want it.
Not on my first lady.
If you want it.
No, don't do that.
Technically, she's not your first lady anymore.
Oh, my God.
So, there's Yikes. That. That's the morning gossip. On
it's
Hustle and Shine in the morning.
Leo
Caesar. Yeah, there it go.
Well, now that that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcement.
It's Leo season. Happy birthday to those independent, courageous, and trusting Leo.
Hey, who birthday? Put your hand up.
Sending over a happy birthday to rapper, songwriter, and actor, and a member of the Love & Hip Hop Hollywood cast. Happy birthday, Miles Brock. Sending over some major birthday love to rapper, singer, and songwriter straight out of Philly. Happy B-Day to Lil Uzi Vert. And last but not least, sending over a major happy birthday to actor, author, director, film producer, and martial artist. Some might have been introduced to him in New Jack City, White Men Can't Jump, but for me, I fell in love with his acting as Blade. A major happy birthday to the man that don't pay his taxes, Wesley Snipes.
Okay, D, let's go home and wish some of our cousins in Kansas City some happy birthdays. Happy birthday, Anna K. Davey, Ryan Glasgow, and Tiffany Mack. Sending birthday love to Christina Wheeler, Zamonia Johnson, and Erie Williams. Happy birthday, Rip Ruger, Montel Carter, and Sammy 4444. Happy birthday, Devon Hawkins, my dog Big Jamal, Kayana Garbar, and everybody else born on July 31st. Happy birthday, all my Leos. Let's celebrate our season.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
We see you singing in the car.
Oh, my God.
Your neighbors hear you singing at the crib. Now it's time to play...
What's the name of the show?
That's My Jam with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
Good morning, cousin. Who is this?
Hello, this is Penny.
Hey, cousin. What you doing?
Hey, not too much. On the road, getting it in.
That's right.
Like okay. Early bird running some errands.
All right. What flavor air freshener you got in that car?
New car.
Okay, that's good.
She lying. She ain't got
air freshener.
She said new car.
She said like new car.
Yeah,
like,
the new car smell.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right, cousin. Look, we got two tickets on the line to go see Salt-N-Pepa, TLC, and En Vogue. But you got to finish these lyrics. You ready?
Yeah.
My man. I like the way we carry on his love and we set me on.
Giving him something he can see you. Ooh, cause you my love.
You got in vogue in the car, huh?
Hey, chill out.
Oh, she killing it in the background.
Cousin, what year were you born?
83.
Okay. Makes sense. Yep. We were having this conversation earlier about, you know, what generation and what decades might really be able to step to this song. You did just that.
The YHs ain't involved, D.
Yeah, nah. you lost that.
I agree. This
for the OBs.
They ain't in on this one.
This song is for the OBs. If you know, you know. Two tickets to the TLC Salt and Pepper. Who you taking with you?
Man, I'm going to take my sister.
The sister, the one that was singing in the car with you, or no?
Just one up, yeah. She wanna go, yeah. Okay. She get first dibs.
Okay.
Right,
yeah, okay.
Tell Kansas City what morning show is hooking you up, cousin.
Hustle and shine.
There you go.